Okay, so let's go ahead and get this started. Let me introduce myself. I am Joe Hollebeck. I am the project manager for the Department of Public Works Engineering for this particular project. And I have Mike to my right here with Mans Woodward. And Nate will be presenting today for Mans Woodward. We also have several people from Rex and Parks in the audience today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand out these little comment cards. You can write your comments, hand them back to me at the end of it. If you have any comments you want to put here, we can also we're going to do a question and answer at the end if we can when we're done. But we'll have these comments. You can fill them out, hand them to me, or you can put them in the mail. It's got the address on the back.
No, do you need this one?
Okay.
Just in case any questions come up.
Okay, well, thank you all for joining us tonight. We're here to talk about the outdoor splash pad addition at the North Arundel Aquatic Center. Tonight's meeting will be audio recorded. There will be a public comment session following the presentation. Please hold all your questions until the end of the presentation. Comment cards are available. Comments may also be sent via email to that address there. And this meeting must conclude at 7:30 p.m. Agenda, we'll start with some introductions. We'll go through the timeline of the project, existing conditions and site analysis, our proposed site plan, the facility layout and the components. We'll show you the splash pad equipment and the renderings, and then it'll open up for comment at the end. Introduction, so with us, as mentioned, we have Anne Arundel County Department of Public Works, as well as Anne Arundel County Department of Recreation and Parks. My name's Nate McNeil. I'm with MW Studios. I'm the lead designer for this project. Mike Girding is the project manager. All right, so first starting out, project location. For those of you, if you're not familiar, the North Arundel Aquatic Center is at 7888 Crane Highway in Glen Burnie. It is that stretch of Crane between 97 and 100. Here is the satellite image of the site plan. That red dashed line indicates the property boundaries. You'll see the white mass is the building and the parking to the south, and that windy access drive off of Old Stage Road. Zooming out a little bit, you can see the entirety of the site. Acreage is at 21.6 acres. The building sits at just shy of 24,500 square feet. Hardscape just over 102,600 square feet, and stormwater management is just above 45,000 square feet to accommodate that hardscape. You'll see on the plan there that dark green area is the wooded area, which takes up quite a good bit of that space. It's also there's a lot of elevation change out there. Those light green areas you'll see, those are the stormwater management facilities, and that dashed section here is the fire lane that goes back to a hydrant that's back in that. There. So first off, we went through a little analysis of why we located the splash pad where we did. We knew that this was going to be an exterior amenity. Being the splash pad, we knew it was important that it received sun most of the day. So a south-facing area was really the goal. Secondly, we wanted it to have close proximity to the recreation pool inside, which is the area with the slides. That's just off the patio. We wanted to maintain the patio, so the splash pad fit nicely in that south corner just below the patio. As an added bonus, we are very close to the water and sewer mains, which are these blue and green lines running here. You also get to see it on your approach to the facility as you're coming down that main drive. Whoops. That splash pad would really be right front and center. We wanted to give you this image. This is kind of where it's going to be located. This is us standing on the... Oh, sorry.
Oh,
is there,
you want me to go back one?
Yeah, we can go back one. Just to give you a reference, us standing on this front sidewalk at that access drive, we're looking at that south face. To the left, you see the main entry. To the right, that chain link, that's the patio. The splash pad is going to be positioned right between that and that little bush right there. That'll be close to the boundary of that splash pad. Next slide. So this is really the overall site plan. So that blue area you see, that is the splash pad itself. The white area around it is the splash pad deck. You'll see it's kind of wrapping around about 25% of that existing patio. It has two new connections out to the public sidewalk out front there. That little red box above the splash pad is the, I'm pointing with my finger, is the pump house right here. And then this is a new stormwater management facility to manage the new hardscape that is the splash pad and deck. All right, so diving into the details of the splash pad itself, what is the splash pad? It's also known as a spray pool. It is a aquatic recreational amenity, otherwise known as a zero depth facility. So it will have little to no standing water, and it will be filled with these kind of water features, these interactive water features. The splash pad itself sits at 3,833 square feet, and the deck is at 3,094 square feet. So overall, the addition is just over 7,000 square feet. Couple of things to point out. You'll see the existing patio to the top of the page. Currently, that's entirely boundaried with a fence line that we'll be removing to open it up to the deck. And that green access arrow, that's the door out of that recreational area of the building that gives you access to the pad itself. There will be new gates that we'll be providing where you see those red X's there. Those will be for egress only for life safety reasons. They will have no hardware on the outside. The pump house located to the north will have a design that mimics that of the building, which we'll see in a little bit in the renderings. Going through the bullet points, number one here, I don't know if you guys can see, there's a boundary here that is a thin black line. That is our fence boundary, and it dives into the pump house right at this corner, but it goes around that whole deck there. We also have the number two is indicating a 8 foot right here, 8 foot by 40 foot by 8 foot shade structure. We have located around the perimeter of the deck 12 6 foot long fixed benches and 3 fixed trash cans. Number four is the stair. Because of the grade change from this point down to this point, we will have a stair, but the treads of that stair are going to be 5 foot deep, so we won't have a guardrail or handrail associated with them. And number five, that's where we're going to locate the deck rinse showers, so they'll be on the exterior wall of the pump house. So these are just some sample images of what you can expect to see. Number one is that 8 foot tall pre-finished aluminum 3-rail picket fence. I think black is the color that we'll go with to match the existing fence. Number two, that'll give you an idea for that shade structure, 8x40. The only difference between that photo and the one that we'll have, we won't have those masonry piers at the base. Number three, that's an example of the bench you'll see, much like the other ones that are out there already on that, I guess at the front entry. And number five, that is an example of what the rinse showers will look like. That has a shower head overhead as well as a foot rinse at the bottom, and these are both push button activated, ADA compliant. So here's just a little look at the splash pad equipment itself. This splash pad is going to take on a nautical theme. So we have a lot of fish, turtles, crabs. There's a pirate ship, but that is the overall theme. The accessories include water cannons. There's some bucket, one bucket drop. We just seen that image there. A couple misters, some waterfalls. I guess one important thing to note about the water cannons is they will have a stop on them to where the kids actually can't spray outside of the perimeter of the splash pad itself, which I thought was a bummer. All right, splash pad renderings. This gives you an idea. Next slide, please. This gives you an idea of what you can expect to see on your approach. So you can see the fencing. You can still see through it very clearly. It's not too intrusive. In the back there, you can see the pump house. The brick on that pump house, the color will match the existing building. You can see the dramatic overhang, front overhang to match the building. And we've even matched the pier column design there. And if we go to the next rendering. So this is a little bit looking overhead now. You can see the shade structure off to the left where we've located it. The patio, you'll see how it transitions directly to the deck. That'll all be flush. And you can get a good idea for size with this rendering. Next slide. So schedule, this is where we currently are, that red line there. We are currently in the design development phase, hoping to wrap that up pretty shortly. Outside of that, I guess quarter four of 2023, we're hoping to get into construction documentation. Be finished with documentation around, quarter one, 2024. We're hoping to have this project awarded by quarter two of 2024. Construction will kick off at the beginning of quarter three, 2024, and ending quarter two, 2025. And I believe we have an estimated opening date of May 2025. And now we can open up for questions.
It will it interfere at all with having to have pool closures inside the building?
Someone from the county want to answer.
Let me address that one. The idea right now is we'll probably have some pool closures, but it's primarily not for this project. It'll be for another project. It'll go on in conjunction with this project. This is the roof. We're planning on replacing the roof. Okay. When we're doing the roof, because of the type of construction it is, there'll be a lot of dirt and debris that will come down.
Do you know how long you'll be closed?
I don't think we've got that determined exactly yet until we get the pool project or the roof project done, out to bid and done, and kind of know what the lead times are and that. It'll close down during that while we're doing this one. Hopefully it's over why we're, why we're doing it. We wouldn't have to close down the building to do a lot of this project, but it makes sense to do them both together, and that's what we're trying to do. So hopefully the bids go good and the plan is aligned and everything happens, but that's what we're trying.
Do you have any idea how long the roof would take?
I heard it's like, I think it's a fair amount of time. Like, because there's a lot of work there, so maybe like a 60-day close, maybe 2 months, 60 days.
But that's less than what the Annapolis was.
That means we have to go to Annapolis.
It may be but it's not this property that's really driving it.
No, but you're talking about doing it around the same time.
I want to do like when they're doing the heavy construction outside, where they're doing the site work more than anything. Try to get ready to do the prep and the foundation for the building where you're going to have the heavier equipment in. I want to do it at the same time so that, you know, just because it makes sense. Okay. We're doing the roof and you can't have the pool open while we're raining rusty roofing decking down. We'll try to do these two at the same time is the plan.
Have your studies shown if it's going to bring more people to the pool and if so, parking?
Then I'll turn over to Jackie. You want that one?
Yeah, I'll take that one. When the center first opened for our time swim sessions, we were taking 175 people at a time. And we cut that back years ago to 125. So we had appropriate parking when we opened to house 175 people coming in. So when we did our analysis and we're talking about parking, we didn't think we needed to expand it. And really the times that it's the worst is the summer months when we start having all the camps come in. It shouldn't impact parking at all.
So what type of supervision? Is there an age limit for that splash pad?
There will be children that are in less under three out on the splash pad. We will let children under three because there's no standing water.
Yeah.
So if they have an accident or something, it doesn't impact how it impacts them.
So who is supervising these children and the splash pad? Are you going to have a lifeguard?
Yes, we will have staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we would never.
Well, I didn't think so, but I was just curious.
Yes, there will be staff outside supervising.
And are they there for a specific time like you do now?
Exactly.
Okay.
It'll be a time, like the time swim session.
Okay, just like we do now. Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
Any other questions?
Didn't you think it was pretty? Mm-hmm. Pretty? The splash pad thing? Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cute. It is cute.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm one of the instructors there, so they all come to me. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can direct them, and they can review this presentation.
Yeah.
I
think we've got a lot of... Of course, we don't know exactly when you're going to shut a pool down. We didn't know about the roof.
Well, that will happen during our regular meeting when we usually shut down in May. So most likely we will shut down a little bit earlier in the season if the stars align, like Joe said.
Yeah.
We'd like to shut down beginning of May, end of April, so that we still are able to open when the kids get out of school.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
Yeah, the roof's going to probably take a little longer than the normal maintenance.
Right. We understand that.
It all depends on how the bids come out, too. If there's like protest or hiccup in procurement, or they can't get our bonds, and we have to, you know, go down the line, they'll all get delayed. And then also we have the delay of, you know, insulation for roofing right now is hard to get. Some of the material is hard to get.
Are some of the classes that are now at Glen Burnie, or is Annapolis going to absorb them, or at least move instructors there?
We will do everything we can to make the seamless on our customers.
You could become an instructor.
Yes, you could. We pay for people to become instructors.
I know.
We do certification classes for you.
I have Shelly talk to you. She talked me into it.
Meeting and get staff. I love it.
So right now you're kind of aiming for the second quarter of 24 to try to get the
in a perfect contract world.
Because we really do not want to not be able to serve the public in June when the kids get out of school.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We really want to be in a situation where we're open.
But we're kind of at the mercy of supply chain issues and bidding. So none of this is set in stone until it's set in stone.
Oh yeah.
And then Trevor will know once we have that stuff nailed down. Trevor will know.
And this is probably maybe a naive question. Do you have any idea how many bidders you're going to have?
I have no idea.
I remember coming to government, and we kind of knew how many were going to bid on a job.
No, we have no idea. It's open up to the general public, and it's really kind of a market whim type of thing. It will vary depending upon, you know. If we're going up against a school that's bidding at the same time, I may not get as many bidders as if I beat the schools out and get out the paper.
Okay.
There's a lot of variables, and I'm not nearly smart enough to figure them all out. Okay. So I take the ones I get, and we move on.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions?
When you do, when all the things fall into place, and you have a time when you're going to, how much lead time will you tell us a month we're going to be closing?
We'll give you as much notice as we possibly can. It'll at least be 30 days. It'll be a minimum of 30 days. We'll give you as much as we can.
Okay, thank you.
Have you ever gone to the Annapolis pool?
No.
We're going to have to find it.
It's empty right now, so I wouldn't recommend going there right now.
Oh, okay. Well, the pool again?
Well, it's their two-week closure time.
Oh, it's their two-week closure time.
That's why they're at our pool.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, they closed in over Labor Day. We closed every morning. I know where it's at because when I got hired to be an instructor, I went to the building to the workshop.
If we don't have any other questions, we can conclude this meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks,
Nate.
Thank you.
Can we just mail it?
Okay, so you can mail it.